A tree doesn't make a forest, or does it? In a city, it can. In fact, trees we find scattered around our town make up one of the more overlooked types of forests in the state. Urban forests.
A lot of times within a city park, we'll actually have forest land just like we would in our rural forest. Another example of urban forest would be trees lining our city streets.
Sarah Gracie is an urban forester with the Kentucky Division of Forestry. Just because there are houses beneath the trees, tall buildings growing alongside them, or streets and boulevards zipping through them, trees still have tremendous benefits.
If you have a lot of green space in your city, a lot of trees, those trees can greatly reduce, for instance, the amount of stormwater runoff. Also, just think about simple things like shading and cooling your house in the summer and protecting your home from winter winds.
In the wilderness, just as in towns, trees are habitat for wildlife, such as birds and squirrels. Trees are also a social plus. They absorb noise and add value. And they give warmth and beauty that can make any town feel like a hometown.
Morning! Hey!
Trees are an important way for people to connect. You know, it's neat for a family to plant a tree, maybe to celebrate the birth of a child and see that tree grow over the years.
Because the Salado Center is situated in the mix of the Frankfurt Metro, the trees you see here form an urban forest. Sure, they still have the tough names like Eastern Deciduous or Mixed Mesophytic, but they are still an urban forest. As a final thought, every time you plant a tree, you also plant an idea. And with a little luck, that idea can also take root with your neighbors and city planners. Want to know more? The Kentucky Division of Forestry has timely, helpful advice to get you growing. Just log on to forestry.ky.gov.